إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما إن خير الكلام كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار محمد ابن عبد الله ابن عبد المطلب الهاشمي القرشي صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned to us that the whole world and all it consists of are cursed except the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala and the things that Allah Ta'ala loves. The learned man and the student of knowledge. As you can see, this hadith signifies the importance of seeking knowledge. For indeed, the earth that you walk on, the whole world, and all it contains is cursed, except the person who is learned and the person who is a student of Islamic knowledge and the one who does much dhikr, reminds himself of Allah Ta'ala continuously. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum an dhikrillah wa man yaf'al dhalika fa ulaika humul khasirun. O you who believe, let not your wealth nor your children thy virtue from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And whosoever does that, then they are the losers. Yahya ibn Sa'd, one of the great pious predecessors, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, how poor is man if he felt or if he feared hellfire the same degree as he feared poverty, he would enter paradise. But as we see, many people do not fear hellfire in the same degree that they fear poverty. In other words, people are chasing and chasing and chasing, fearing that they may become poor. If we chased and chased and chased the good deeds that will keep us away from hellfire, the same way that we chase the money or the worldly assets, fearing poverty, we will enter paradise by the will of the Almighty Lord. In a narration collected by Abu Isa al-Tirmizi, rahimahullah ta'ala, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no servant on the day of resurrection will be let go until he is questioned, asked about four things. One, his life, how he spent it. Two, his knowledge, how he used it. Three, his wealth, from where he gained it and how he spent it. And four, his body, how he wore it, how he used it. The passion, dear brothers and sisters, of piling up for more and more and more has often led us humans, us servants, us slaves of the Almighty Lord, to be heedless, to be carelessness of Allah, his obligations, and al-akhirah, the hereafter. Many's only concern in this life is to acquire and acquire and acquire more and more wealth, no matter how it is acquired, and no matter from what source it is taken from. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made many statements concerning the insignificance of this material world. But why? Why do we read these statements? Why did he make these statements? So we can reflect. So we can ponder and contemplate upon it. In order that his followers, and we are his followers. We are his followers. In order that his followers, his nation, do not place this life in such a high esteem. For indeed, if this life's pleasures were placed in its proper perspective, wallahi, it will not be hard for a believer, a true believer, to sacrifice all of it, no matter what it is, for the sake of the one that gave him all of it, Allah Ta'ala. In a narration reported by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man says, my wealth, my property. A man says, my wealth, my property. And you hear this all the time. Oh, my wealth, oh, my property. But the hadith says, whereas his property or part of his property consists of only three things. Everything that you own, that you have, consists of only three things. What he eats and uses up, what he wears and makes threadbare, and what he gives away in charity and thus acquires an eternal reward. Brothers and sisters, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the leader of creation, the greatest man that walked this earth, the greatest mujahid, he slept on a reed mat, R-E-E-D, a reed mat, that when he stood up, it marked his body. And you think about it. This is Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the chosen one, who was the most humble, most faithful, righteous man that walked this earth. He slept on a reed mat made out of leaves. And when he stood up, it marked his body. It marked his body. So Abdullah one day said to him, Ya Rasulullah, allow us to make something more comfortable for you. So it will not mark your body. Something more softer, more comfortable. You can feel comfort when you sleep. What was his response? Yeah, make sure it's the best queen size mattress. No. He said, Ya Abdullah, what have I to do with this world? In relation to this world, I am no more than a traveler, a rider who seeks shade underneath a tree and thus wakes up and leaves it. He took Abdullah ibn Umar one day by the shoulders and said, Ya Abdullah, be in this world as though you were a stranger or a wayfarer, and consider yourself among the inhabitants of the grave. Umar ibn Khattab, his father, radiallahu ta'ala, and walked in one day into the Prophet's room, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was nowhere to sit. He saw no cupboard. He saw no bed. He couldn't go to the fridge and get a drink, a cold drink, or a nice apple. There was nothing there. He started crying. He started sobbing. When Muhammad saw him sobbing, he said, why it makes you cry, ya Umar? Because, Ya Rasulullah, the kings of Persia and Rome, they eat luxurious foods, the best foods. They sleep, they sit, they wear clothes, material made out of silk, pearls, gold, silver. And they are filthy people. Yet you have been chosen to be the leader of the Muslims, of mankind. Look at you. He smiled. His response was a smile. Saying, Ya Umar, isn't it enough that for us is the hereafter and for them is this life? This life, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day life, that's all it is. Is it not enough for us is eternity? And he smiled. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pictured The reckoning in a speech reported by Muslim ibn Hijjaj, radiyallahu ta'ala an, that Allah ta'ala on a day of resurrection will meet a person and he will say to this person, was I not generous with you? Did I not make you with a spouse and made the horses and the camels at your disposal? The man will reply, yes. Then Allah will say to him, did you think that you will meet me? Listen to this beautiful question. Did you, O servant, is Allah speaking to the servant, did you, O servant, think that one day you will meet me, Allah Ta'ala? And what is the reply of this man? He said, no. He said, today, as you forgot me, I will forget you. What did he say? As you forgot me, how can you forget Allah Ta'ala? But as you forgot Allah, Allah will forget you. And how can you forget Allah? Faddal ya Ustaz Mustafa.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى.
And whoever turns away, forgets, disregards my reminder, for him he will have a hard life.
قال ربي لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا.
He will say, this person that was told, that rejected and forgot the reminder, that he will be raised on the day of resurrection, blind. So this person will say, why, O my Lord? Why did you raise me blind after you had given me vision in the life of this world? So this person is questioning Allah Ta'ala. What's the response?
قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها.
He said, look at this beautiful response. We send down our revelations. We send down the Quran, the signs. We send down Muhammad SAW to be followed. Yet, you disregarded it. You forgot it. You left it. You rejected it. You abandoned it for the worldly assets. For worldly materials, for nothing but inferior stuff. You gave this up for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Or you gave it up for the sake of the dunya and you left Allah Ta'ala.
وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى.
As you forgot me, Allah says, today I will forget you. So this person, as you can see, he was questioned by Allah Ta'ala. Do you think you will meet me? He said, no. Because as you forgot me, Allah Ta'ala, I will forget you. And how do you forget Allah Ta'ala? By not fulfilling his obligations. By not abstaining from his prohibitions. And this is the forgetfulness of Allah Ta'ala. And thus Allah Ta'ala then will ask another person and he will answer in the same similar way. And then he will ask a third person. And he will ask him and this person will say the third person, oh Allah, I believed in you. I believed in your books and in your messengers. I prayed, I fasted, I gave charity. And he will praise Allah Ta'ala as much as he can. And Allah will say, hold on to your words. Hold on to your words. We shall bring the witnesses. And the person will say, who will bear witness against me? There's no one there but him and Allah. Because on the day of resurrection, you'll be speaking to Allah alone. No interpreter, alone. No one there next to you, alone. So he will say, who will bear witness against me? Then Allah Ta'ala will make his mouth cease, stop, closed, silent, locked, cannot speak. Then his thighs, his skin, his feet, his flesh, his hands will speak on his behalf. And they will say all the bad deeds that he performed. As mentioned in Surah An-Nur 24, يوم تشهد عليهم ألسنتهم وأيديهم وأرجلهم بما كانوا يعملون. On the day when the tongue and the hands and the feet will bear witness against them as to what they used to do. And the person will say, why did you bear witness against me? وقالوا لجلودهم لما شهدتم علينا قالوا أنطقنا الله الذي أنطق كل شيء. And the people will say to their skins, why? Why? You are my skin, why did you bear witness against me? They will say, Allah made us speak, as He caused all things to speak. As He caused all things to speak. This is the day that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pictured, the day of reckoning. This will be the day known as Yawm al-Akhir, the last day. It will be known as Yawm al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Ba'ath, the day of resurrection, the day of rising. It will be known as Yawm al-Khuruj, the day of coming out of the graves. It will be known as Yawm al-Tanad, the day of mutual calling, the day of announcement. It will be known as Yawm al-Hasra, the day of grief, regret, remorse, resentment. It will be known as the day of al-Khulud, the day of eternity, the day of al-Qari'ah, the thumping, beating, striking, the dreadful disaster. It will be known as al-Ghashiyah, the overwhelming. It will be known as al-Waqi'ah, the occurrence, the event, the happening, al-Haqqah, the reality. It will be known as al-Sakha, the great shout. And it will be known as al-Tammah, the great catastrophe. Allah Ta'ala named the Day of Judgment with many names, each name describing the afflictions that will occur on that day. And this was known to the Arabs. They used to name something that they considered as being great with many names. For example, the sword to them was something great. So they named it with over 500 names, because they used to like fighting. They used to have names for their swords, as they had names for their horses and camels. Thus the Almighty Lord named the Day of Resurrection with many names, each name describing the attributes that will occur on that day. Why was it named the last day, Yawm al-Akhir? Because there will be no new day after it. It will be the greatest day that man must pass through, the gravest and most fearful day. On that day, subhanAllah, man's new life will be decided. And this new beginning, this mark, will lead to either two things. Either eternal damnation, eternal destruction, punishment, tormentation, or eternal bliss, blessing, paradise. We ask the Almighty Lord to make us our new mark, our beginning on the last day, Yawm al-Akhir, to be a mark of eternal bliss and blessing. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ameen. It was named likewise by Yawm al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Ba'ath, which is the day of rising, the day of resurrection, as Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ عُمْيًا وَبُكْمًا وَصُمَّةً. We shall gather them on the day of resurrection on their faces. On their faces. We shall gather them, the disbelievers, on the day of resurrection on their faces. Blind, dumb, and deaf. Anas reports that a man asked Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, how will Allah Ta'ala, or will Allah Ta'ala, resurrect the disbelievers on their faces? And he replied, will not the one who made him walk on his feet in the life of this world be able to make him walk on his face in the next? Absolutely yes. We ask the Almighty Lord to allow us to make us amongst those who do not walk on their faces but on their feet straight into paradise, al-Firdaws al-A'la, without punishment and without reckoning. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ameen. Another name is Yawm al-Tanad, which is the day of mutual calling, the day of announcement. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ يَوْمَ التَّنَادِ. O my nation, O my people, I fear for you a day when there will be mutual calling. Mutual calling by whom? The people of paradise call unto the people of hellfire. Tafaddal ya Mustafa.
ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا فهل وجدتم ما وعد ربكم حقا قالوا نعم فأذن مؤذن بينهم اللعنة الله على الظالمين.
The dwellers of paradise will call out to the dwellers of hellfire, saying, We have indeed found what our Lord has promised us of paradise, of the fragrances, the palaces, the trees, the fruits, the birds, the animals, the jewelry, the servants, the wives of paradise. We have found it now, that which our Lord had promised us. Be assured, O Muslim, that what you have been promised is going to come to you. Be patient upon the worship of Allah Ta'ala. Bear and persevere. Patient in the face of adversity. You are promised, inshaAllah Ta'ala, paradise. So they will call out to the people of hellfire, We have indeed found that which our Lord had promised us. Have you found that which Allah had promised you? Promised them what? To the disbelievers. Their food, their drink, their dress, their seat, their sleep, their stay is no other than hell. No other than hell. And they will say, Yes, we have found that which Allah had promised us. And thus a cry will be called between them. I proclaim that may the curse of Allah be upon the zalimin, upon the wrongdoers. And thus the people of hellfire, after feeling the intense heat, when they cannot bear it no more, they will call out to the people of paradise, saying,
ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين.
And the dwellers of hellfire will call out to the dwellers of paradise saying, Pour on us some water. Brothers and sisters, this is a time when they will feel extremely hot. They will be burning. They will be burning. It will be unbearable. And they will call out to the people of paradise when they see what the bliss they're in. Pour onto us some water. Or anything they say. Anything that Allah has provided you with. And what is the response from the people of paradise? They will say, Both water and provision has been prohibited to the disbelievers. Those who
الذين اتخذوا دينهم لهوا ولعبا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم ننساهم كما نسوا لقاء يومهم هذا كما نسوا لقاء يومهم هذا وما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون.
Those the people of hellfire, why are they placed in there? Allah is telling you why. Those who have taken their deen, their religion, as jest, amusement, mockery, they laughed at the Quran. They were deceived by the life of this world. For today we will forget them as they forgot the meeting of this mighty day. And they rejected the verses of Allah Ta'ala. They rejected the revelations of the Almighty Lord. And this will be the announcement, the mutual call from the people of hellfire to the people of paradise. Likewise, on that day the announcement will be made by the people of Al-A'raf. The people of Al-A'raf who will call out to the people of paradise. They will be calling it, As-salamu alaykum. لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون فضل يا مصطفى
وبينهما حجاب وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون
And the people of Araf and these people are men or women whose deeds, good and bad, are equal. They are equal. This is one of the opinions amongst the scholars. Their deeds is not good enough, in other words, to place them directly into paradise. They'll be between hellfire and paradise on a station, elevated. And they will see the people of hellfire. They will see their mark, which will be the skin, dark, black faces. And they will notice the people of paradise. With their white, glimmering, shimmering faces. And they'll call out to the people of paradise, Salamun alaykum, peace be on you. We have not entered yet, but we are sure, inshallah, that we will enter it. This will be the day of At-Tanad, the day of announcement, the day of mutual calling. May the Almighty Lord make us amongst those who go to paradise and call out to the people of hellfire. Did you see, or have you witnessed that which your Lord had promised you? Likewise, the Almighty Lord mentions this beautiful day, this mighty day, وَفِي يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ, the day of grief, the day of resentment, the day of remorse, the day where people will feel extremely sorrow for their actions. وَأَنذِرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And warn them, O Muhammad, about a day of grief and regret. A day when the case has been decided, yet they are still in a state of heedlessness, carelessness, and they believe not. And here, the reason behind its naming of Yawm al-Hasr, the day of regret, the day of grief, the day of remorse, is because the severity on that day of grief will be intense. The unbelievers on that day will feel extreme, wallahi, extreme regret. You know, when you've done something, you've lost something, you feel that, why have I done this? You feel resentment. You feel regret and grief. They will feel like that on the day of resurrection. They'll say, why? And they would wish that they can go back to the life of this world. So the grief intensifies when they see that they have lost paradise. They have lost the greatest joy, the ultimate happiness. They gaze upon the countenance of the Almighty Lord, the face of Allah Ta'ala. And it increases when they see they have lost the rivers of wine, milk and honey. When they say they have lost the fragrances, the palaces, the trees, the fruits, the animals, the birds, the servants, the jewelry, the wives of paradise, it would increase and increase, knowing that they have lost all this bliss. And they will say,
أن تقول نفسي يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين.
Yes, the person should say on that day, يا حسرة, oh my grief, how undutiful I was to Allah Ta'ala by not fulfilling His obligations and not abstain from His prohibitions. Instead, he will say, his person, I was among those who mocked, laughed at the Quran, at the Sunnah, and at the faithful believers. Oh, should it say,
أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين.
Oh, should it say on that day, would that I had one more chance to return back to the life of this world. And indeed I should be among the muhsineen, the good doers, the righteous ones. And thus the grief will increase, will intensify when he sees those leaders, those kings, those imams or the sheikhs who he used to follow instead of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or worship besides Allah Ta'ala, disown him. And thus he will start biting his hands. He will start biting and biting and say, I wish, as mentioned.
وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا.
On the day when the oppressor bites at his hands, and he will say, would that I had taken a path with the messenger. Woe to me, would that I had not taken such and such person as a friend, He indeed misled me, misguided me, deviated me from the path, the reminder, after it came to me. And the accursed shaitan is ever a deserter to man in the hour of need. Brothers and sisters, beware. Befriend only those who are righteous. Befriend only those who guide you to fearing Allah Ta'ala, to loving Allah Ta'ala, to hating, loving, and anger only for His sake. Beware of evil company. Beware of the devil who would lead you to evil company. Beware of those who do not pray. Do not mix with people who do not prostrate to the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, who do not prostrate to the Almighty Lord. Keep far away from people like that. Befriend only those who love Allah Ta'ala. Befriend only those who not only love but worship the Almighty Lord. And you can never ever go wrong, inshaAllah Ta'ala. For you are on the path, on the deen of your Khalil, of your friend. And thus, the grief intensifies more and more when they know that they will be the fuel of hell. نسأل الله العافية. فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين. So fear the fire whose fuel is men and stones. Whose fuel is men and stones prepared for those who disbelieved. Now think about this verse. We cannot really acknowledge it. Why? Because it seems to us far away. But death is certain. Death is near. The fuel of fire is not papers, not wood. It is no other than men and stones. This is reality. This is a fact. May the Almighty Lord make us amongst those who do not feel grief, resentment, remorse. Who do not feel sorrow, regret on the day of Al-Hasra, the day of regret, the day of grief. Another name that Allah Ta'ala named the day of judgment with is Yawm Al-Khulud, the day of eternity. As mentioned, Udkhuluha Bisalam, Dhalika Yawm Al-Khulud. Enter therein in peace and security. This is the day of eternity. Enter what? Enter no other than paradise. Allahumma ij'alna min ahl al-jannah. Subhanallah, adkhuluha bi salam. What a beautiful statement. Enter in peace. Don't fear. Don't be scared. You are a believer. Always think you are a believer. Alhamdulillah. Think of this verse. Enter therein in paradise. In peace. In security. With harmony and tranquility, with comfort. And this is the day of eternity. As for those who disbelieve, نسأل الله العافية, they have not got the same as the believers. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And those who disbelieved and belied our revelations, they are the ones who will be in hellfire. And there they will dwell therein forever. Eternity. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بِيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. As for those whose faces will be white, glimmering, shimmering, enlightened with light, they will be under the mercy of Allah Ta'ala in paradise. And there they should dwell therein forever. In a narration collected by Bukhari and Muslim, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that when all the people have entered paradise, and all the people have entered hellfire, death, this is the day of eternity, brothers and sisters, the day of eternity. No more life after, no more death after that. So death, the word death, will be brought in the shape of a kabsh, of a ram, and placed between paradise and hellfire. And then a cry will be called out. Oh, people of paradise! They'll stretch out their necks in amazement, astonishment. What's going on? Then another call will be called out. O people of hellfire, likewise, they will stretch out their necks. What's going on? And then the word death is commanded by the Almighty Lord to be slaughtered. To be slaughtered, the word death itself is slaughtered. Why? Because this is Yawm al-Khulud, the day of eternity. This is the day of eternity, there's no more death. So death will be slaughtered before the eyes of the people of paradise and before the eyes of the people of hellfire. Thus a cry will be called, O people of hellfire, no more death, eternity, and remorse, regret, pain and more pain will be added to the original pain. Eternity, no more death. Nasallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O people of paradise, no more death. Eternity, happiness, rejoice, glad tidings will be added and added to their original happiness. And those disbelievers, they will start crying when they hear this. And crying and crying and crying until they cannot cry no more. Their tears run out. And thus they start crying blood. Wallahi, blood, as the narration mentions, al-Hakim. Blood that will cry. And blood that will cry so much so that wallahi, a ship can sail on their blood of tears. May the Almighty Lord place us amongst those who stretch out their necks from paradise on the day of Al-Khulud, on the day of eternity. Another name is As-Sakha, the day of the shout. As the Almighty Lord mentions in Surah Abasa, Faddal ya Mustafa.
فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةِ يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه.
And when the shout comes, which would be the second blowing of the trumpet on the day of resurrection, a great shout will come. On that day, man will flee from his own brother and from his own mother and father and from his own wife and children. On that day, man will have enough to make him careless of everyone. The walad, the child will be running. The mother will be running. The father will be running. The wife, the children, the husband, looking for a deed. Looking for one hasana on that day, one deed to add to their original deeds. Even the mother will not give him that deed. The father would not give him that deed. The husband will not give him the deed. Nor would the wife or the children or the aunt or the uncle. No one will give him that deed. They will say, leave me alone. I have enough to take care of my problem. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي. Every single person on that day will have enough to make him careless, no matter who you are, careless of others.
Wujuhun yawma'idhin musfira, dahikatun mustabshira.
Faces on that day, some faces. You know, the people are running around in a state of almost unconsciousness, not knowing what's happening. When the great shout appears, As-Sakha. Some faces you will be seen bright, like light. You can see the faith in that face. They will be rejoicing, they will be laughing. These faces will be laughing at the glad tidings that they have been given. While others,
وَوُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَةٌ تَرْهَقُهَا قَتَرَةٌ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ.
All other faces will be dark, dust-stained, covered with absolute darkness. Black! You can see the evil in that face. You can see the evil, the wickedness in that face. There will be al-kafaratul fajara, The disbelievers, the evil, wicked, mischievous people. May the Almighty Lord make us amongst those whose faces are bright, light, shimmering, glimmering with faith on the day of As-Sakha, on the day of the shout. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Likewise, on the day in the last, another name for that day Allah Ta'ala mentioned is Al-Qari'ah, the striking, the thumping, the beating, as the Almighty Lord says in Surah Al-Qari'ah.
Al-Qari'atu mal-Qari'ah, wa ma adraka mal-Qari'ah.
The striking, the beating, the thumping, and what would make you know what the striking is? And then again, what would make you know what the striking is? It will be
يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث.
On that day, men will be like moths scattered about everywhere, running around, going crazy, as if they were bewildered.
وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش.
And the mountains will be like wool, carded wool, flying in the atmosphere, with no gravity to hold them, they'll be flying like clouds in the sky. As for those whose scales of good deeds are heavy, he will have a pleasant life. And the pleasant life here is paradise. As for he whose scales of good deeds are light.
فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ
لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا كُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. His life will not be a pleasant one. Instead, it will be a pit of fire.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَةٌ.
And what would you make you know what this is?
نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ.
It is no other than a hot, blazing fire. Nasallallahu alayhi. The unbelievers on that day, this word Al-Qari'ah hits with its engulfing horrors. The unbeliever will look in a state of horror, scared, as he witnesses this dreadful disaster, this great catastrophe. All the enjoyment on that day he will forget, as though it never ever happened. All the fun, the laughter, the mockery, the clubbing, the discoing, all the alcohol, the drugs, all the ladies, all the men, all that will go away as though it never ever happened. As the hadith mentions, when he is just dipped for 1 second in hellfire, just one dip, he forgets the whole life he lived, the whole life, due to the heat of that fire. And thus, when he sees this, he will wish that he is dust. يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ وَيَكُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. On that day when man will see what his hands had forwarded, he will say, woe to me, would that I had been dust. We ask the Almighty Lord that we are on that day not in a state of fear, not in a state of regret. Instead, on the day of Al-Qari'ah, the thumping, the beating, the striking, we are no other than those whose scales of good deeds are heavy and thus placed in eternal bliss and not eternal damnation. This, inshaAllah ta'ala, is all we have tonight. We will continue this lesson, part 2 of the names of the Day of Resurrection, in our following lesson, and thus, inshaAllah, it will be followed by the Day of Gathering. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And we thank our dear beloved brother Mustafa for his beautiful recitation tonight.